this is a story that I found quite alarming because, of course, we have raised it on the program in the past. And it seems as though the cries of our listeners and many residents of Johannesburg have simply fallen on deaf ears. It was an article that appeared in the Daily Vox, headed up Joburg Zoo to get second elephant in spite of public outcry. And we know that this is a long-standing story, that many of the animal rights activists, particularly some of the most senior people working in conservation in South Africa, have come forward and spoken about the fate of Lummi, this elephant at the Joburg Zoo. And they've said she's essentially quite depressed. She's unstimulated. She is lonely. She spends hours standing, leaning against her wall, you know, totally unstimulated. And certainly for an elephant, the picture they have painted of her existence there looks to be a very unpleasant one. And so it was quite surprising that despite all of this and despite their efforts as conservationists to have Lummi moved to some sort of sanctuary where she could join a herd of elephants in time and be socialized with them and return to some sort of natural state, it appears as though the Joburg Zoo is going to go ahead and get a second elephant, supposedly to keep her company, in spite of what the public has had to say about this. And there have been protests, there have been petitions, and hundreds of thousands of people have actually signed a petition in that regard. But the Joburg Zoo just does not seem to be listening. Now, the journalist who wrote this article is Lizelle Lombard-Stain, and she joins us on the line now, freelance conservation journalist that she is. Lizelle, thank you very much for your time on the program today. You know, it was a very disturbing thing to actually come across this article that tells us, despite all the input that there has been from conservationists, the Joburg Zoo has not consulted them. It has not asked for their professional opinion on what should happen to Lummi. And now it's planning to bring a second elephant into the mix.
I know, it's just heartbreaking. And you know what? It reaches so far beyond just a single elephant, which is Lummi at this stage. Because what the experts argue is that it just perpetuates the entire cycle of imprisonment, and especially for a sentient animal like Lummi. She's an elephant. They are known to thrive in social environments and among peers, and she's just completely alone with absolutely no stimulation. So it's heartbreaking.
Tell me, Lizelle, because I understand that the various methods have been used to stymie this process where a final decision can be made on what should happen to Lummi. What's happened with regard to all the red tape around her?
So since September last year, that was when the issue kind of started, because Kinkel, who was Lummi's partner, died due to, you know, some sort of internal issue. And experts then came forward and said, well, it's a great opportunity for the zoo to do something that is actually forward-thinking in terms of keeping a large animal in captivity. And they said they are staying at a crossroads where she can actually be free, be put into a sanctuary with a herd of previously captive elephants. And this would give her kind of an opportunity to live out her days in a free environment. But for the couple, it's been 6 months, and the zoo has just been sending everyone, including me, and I'm just a journalist reporting on the issue, but all of these experts who study elephants and who study these large mammals, they've been sending them in circles. I mean, at one stage, a few organizations, the Humane Society International, the EMS Foundation, and the Elephants Reintegration Trust, they submitted an appeal to the government to kind of have Lummi moved, and it was sent through the council, and it was then decided that it was a zoo matter. So in essence, it came back to the zoo. But then the zoo, in another meeting in February this year, just sent it back again and said, you know what, no, it's not a zoo matter. They have to go through the council again. So that the zoo is just sending people back and forth, back and forth. And I mean, as these people, as the experts say, it looks like they're trying to buy time in order to get another elephant into the establishment, and then, you know, it would be sort of too late to kind of remedy the situation. So it's just been going in circles the whole time, with these organizations trying to free Lummi, that are sending, you know, from from back and forth between the council and between the zoo, trying to get an answer, trying to get the authorization to do something. And it's not just the zoo. The city, the Joburg City Council, which is under DA, you know, legislation, is just not doing anything. There have been attempts to speak to Herman Mashaba, the Joburg mayor, directly about this. I mean, people have been at his office trying to engage with him regarding the issue, and he's just refused any engagement on it. And yeah, it's just sent back and forth, and it looks like they're just buying time.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Lizelle Lombard-Steyn, she's a freelance conservation journalist who's actually been covering this story and tells us in the Daily Vox, of course, that the Joburg Zoo, instead of assessing Lummi and addressing her plight, is actually planning to get a second elephant.